Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA. Checking in season preview for Indianola Boys Cross Country with head coach Kevin Barnes. And coach, I think the program kind of left off at really one of the biggest highs that we've seen for the program over the time I've been covering it after state last year and just at the end of last year's cross country season. How did you feel at the end of last season knowing that there was a big opportunity coming this fall?
Yeah, I mean, excited. We've been Coach Carrolls and I have seen this on the radar for, you know, really since our seniors were seventh graders. We thought we'll be pretty solid by the time they were juniors, and now they're seniors. And as you said, last year when we were at our best, we were certainly in the top five teams in the state. And unfortunately, we did not perform at the state meet, and that was kind of a bitter taste, but they all got to come back now and right or wrong. So we're excited. We just want to avoid the two eyes, injury and illness, or at least manage those things. They're a great team. It's super fun.
One of the things that I think last year was we saw the high highs, but we also saw at times it just felt like the team could never get the full complement of guys all together at the same time. And you mentioned it, managing the injury and illness part of it. And it just felt like last year, like you mentioned, kind of left that taste in the mouth where the potential wasn't fulfilled all the way because of some of that.
Yep. It was almost like we fired on all cylinders right away at Marshalltown in second week of September or whatever. And we thought, ooh, great, let's moving forward. We're gonna put it together. And then, yeah, we struggled with freshman Jake Rubidoux's injury a little bit, and my own son, struggled with some mental aspects of the sport. But it's okay. We're back. We're stronger. We had a great spring track season, which springboards us to this fall. So I think we're ready.
In the off season, especially with cross country, it provides that opportunity. You know who's worked hard and who's wanted it over the summer, because it does take those guys getting out and going for a run, whether individually or as a team. But as a coach, you could pick up on that and you could lay out the program, but it's pretty apparent come fall when practice starts who's been putting in the work, right?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. I have just been so impressed with really all eight guys that are at fighting for varsity spots. Each one of them has done their best. I'm not throwing Owen Welling under the bus, but he had a full baseball season, but I've been really impressed with him since baseball ended in July, and his fortitude to try and really get in shape, and he's in decent shape. Paxton Bloom and his brother Kingston are in the best shape I've ever seen them. They are just lights out, lean machines, ready to roll. And I could just go right down the line there. I mean, I get to see it every day at home. Kiefer is just in phenomenal shape. Reed's in great shape. Every single one of these guys, Sam Apple's worked all summer. I really can't knock anybody. They're ready. They're wanting to do it. They're high achievers.
One of the things with cross country, and it's the same as a lot of spring sports as well, is you want to peak at the right time, but you also want to build some momentum. And I think last year, like you said, it built some momentum and gave some confidence. So there is some value in going out and winning or placing high at some of those early meets against some good competition, right?
Yes. We certainly have Marshalltown circled on our calendar as a meet that we want to perform well. We were second last year. Through two meets last year, we had only lost to number one and number two. So we felt really good about that. I think this year we're, on paper, electronically, we're better than we were last year. So Marshalltown's a key meet. After that, the schedule allows us a little more flexibility because we are so deep as a team. I can run some very, very solid runners up on the varsity level if I need to, and maybe take a break and train a little bit more with that first team. So I'm looking forward to that part.
Conference-wise, the goal is always, this conference is really fantastic, especially on the boys' side. There's just been, state championship-level teams in both Class 3A and Class 4A, but I would imagine that has to be one of the goals for the team this season, right?
Yeah. I think they want to win conference. Pella and DCG will certainly have something to say about that. Norwalk. But, we know they've lost some guys. All those teams have lost key runners, and they got to fill in gaps. And, we were fortunate enough to return again, our top really 10 guys are back. So it's, you know, we feel like we're in the driver's seat, that if we take care of ourselves and what we're capable of, the other things will kind of just domino into place.
Well, last question before we let you go, Coach, is when there are those high expectations and having a lot of success, I think every coach kind of fears buying into that success the wrong way. And not that that's going to happen, but you want to manage that. You can't just coast on the success. You almost need to push the pedal harder from when you were trying to build up to that point, right?
Yeah, it's what I think about most, probably. I think about maintaining the mental sharpness, making sure that we're taking care of all aspects of it. But biggest part I love for to just fall back on is, let's make sure we're having fun. That's laughing in practice. That's, you know, even at meets, it's not all going to be seamless. It's not all going to be perfect. There's certainly going to be very good teams on the state level that know who we are and are going to be gunning for us. Again, if we have fun, take care of ourselves, and remember that, you know, if we are at our best doing the things we can control, we're going to be very tough to beat. I think we'll be good.
Thank you very much again, Head Coach Kevin Barnes and Yodola Boys Cross Country. Coach, looking forward to a really fun season.
Yep, me too. Thank you.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.